and welcome to Two Girls in a Bible. I'm Kim.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we're here again on our Victorious podcast.
Which we are incredibly thankful that we actually get to invite our friend Teresa Johnson, who joined us at our Flourish conference this year on March 23rd. And the conference was really about growing in grace. And so this was an incredible word that Teresa got to share with us. And we want to expand that a little bit more.
Yes.
But I also want to touch base and let you know that here on the Victorious podcast, you're actually going to get to experience God's truth.
And the testimonies
that are in our life. We're going to bring it to alive for the people.
I think and we might so even get some more golden nuggets.
I think we definitely will find golden nuggets as we get to dig for those treasures, right? Those soul treasures that God so richly has given us. And our lives are truly raw, real, and relatable. So to all of you listeners and all of you watchers there on YouTube, don't remember this. Don't forget, if you want to see us face-to-face and not just hear our voices, you can go to our YouTube channel at Two Girls in a Bible. And so we're excited to see you there, too. Drop comments and questions. Tell us what you want to hear. Don't forget to like, share, and comment on everything that we put out there, because we want to hear from you. We want to hear how these words and these revelations have touched and changed your hearts. They matter to us, and you matter to us. Amen. And we're thankful that we get to be invited into your cars and your homes and, you know, your early morning times and routines. And so, Kim, tell us a little bit about our friend here, Teresa, and the amazing things that she really does in our community.
Teresa is just an amazing person. She's anointed by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. She has a very close relationship with the Lord. She's also started a group called Rewired. And I'm just going to let her explain a little bit about that before she gets into her word. So, Teresa, you want to share a little bit about what Rewired is about?
I would love to share what Rewired is about.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I will tell you, Rewired is bold enough to do it old. So we are, we call it the Rewired Life Tribe, and we're just the body of Christ who gathers together at least once a week to do life together, to share scriptures together, to eat together, to have communion together, to fellowship together, and to bring out the priesthood, the royal priesthood that the entire body is.
Amen.
So we all are equal at that point, where we don't do hierarchies and we don't do titles. We just love each other in Christ. We reach out to our community. We believe in helping the poor, the widows, the orphans, and everyone that the Lord will bring to our knowledge to be able to help. We want to do that. And so we always actively look for
but
those
even,
in our community.
You know, even above and beyond that, Teresa, and I don't even know if you want me to share this, but every Thanksgiving she opens up her home to anyone who doesn't have a place. I mean, you're talking about a heart of gold that is sitting with us today, and we're just so thankful that you're a part of our lives, and we know that we're in your prayers on a consistent basis. And so we're very thankful for our dear friends that come and line up with us. Teresa also has an amazing resource. It's called The Resource on Amazon 7. It's biblically based stratagems for parents of extreme prodigals. So, there it is. There's the book. She has a Facebook group and page. You can actually reach out to us and we'll send you the links for that, those resources, or we can also put them in the links on our YouTube channel. If you want to go there and look at the comments, the links will be there. So you can connect with her and this amazing community. The resource is just, I just believe wholeheartedly in the, tell us just a few minutes about how you even wrote that book and where that book was actually birthed out of.
And what does it mean to be a parent of a prodigal?
Well, I think if you're a parent of a prodigal, you kind of know that that child is not walking in the way that they were raised. They're certainly not walking, in this case, in the admonition of the Lord. They have fallen away from all that they have been taught. When usually people ask me what is an extreme prodigal, because that's in that book title, and I always say, if you have to ask me, you don't need my book. And that's amazing. This book was written specifically for parents actively in trauma with what's going on in their own household. So it is short. It is a book, and it's a workbook, and it is loaded with scriptures that can help us understand our anointed appointment to our prodigal children. It was birthed
I want to slow that sentence down so that our listeners can hear that. Did you hear that? Your anointed appointment to your prodigal child.
God doesn't make mistakes. There's no incidents, coincidences, or accidents. And if you have a child in your life that is often wandering, God did not orchestrate that.
No.
But God has given you authority. God has given you position. You have an anointed appointment. You have been assigned that child. That child was assigned to you specifically by your Creator.
Yes.
God knows you have what it takes to do what is needed, but you need to understand their your anointed appointment, that we work on taking away blame and shame and all kinds of things that go with trauma that goes on within the household. And it was birthed out of being the resource I needed at a time when it wasn't available.
Wow.
And so
that's so good.
We in our household went through everything, undercovering all kinds of things, that every resource we could find just simply wasn't adequate.
Right.
I have seen what the resource has done in the lives of parents, children, households. It is not a parenting manual.
No.
It is, like I said, written for parents that are in the midst of trauma.
Active trauma.
So how do people get a hold of that, and how would they, you know, I know that you and your husband, Rob, do this a couple of times a year. So is there a website that they can go to and, you know, do some further research, or?
Yes, you can email me personally. There is the email for 7stratagems@gmail.com. That's the number 7stratagems@gmail.com. If you have the book via Amazon, my information is in the back of the book. I am, and you can find me at Teresa M. Johnson on Facebook. I'm accessible and available. I never want to be so, I never want to be not like that. I'm very easy to find. My picture looks just like this.
Yeah,
it does.
If you can't find me and you need information,
we're going to actually put all of her contact information.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
They can go to our website. She's actually still on there underneath the prodigal parents.
Right.
And so she's available. Her information is available there. But we're also going to put links on our YouTube. So you can go to twogirlsinabible.org. Or also go to the YouTube channel. You're going to be able to find her information. And the title of this podcast will be Rewired, so that you guys are aware of what she's doing, but also Rewired, you know, semicolon, all the little foxes, which I'm excited to jump into
that's
this.
Really
yes,
good.
Because that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the little foxes.
Yeah, so good.
I'm just going to back up for a moment I have to thank you for being a vessel that allows other vessels to speak and to go and to do and to be what we're created to go and do and be. And that's what Two Girls in the Bible does. You allow us to go and do and be all that we are created to be.
Because we love you.
We love you.
They love you.
Yeah, I do too.
And I love you guys.
We love you too.
The thing is, today you've allowed me an opportunity to speak along with you to the bride of Christ.
Amen.
Yeah. The bridegroom is waiting.
Yes.
You're the bride. Jennifer, you talked about that oil.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about that oil. And we have got to hold on to our own oil.
Yes.
Our own oil, the oil of truth, the oil of redemption, the oil of truth that the King is coming as the bridegroom, as all of you listeners listening and watching. When this story is written about the bridegroom coming, and Jesus is coming back, Jesus is this bridegroom, Jesus is coming.
Yeah.
And we're waiting. But in the biblical times, when you were betrothed, hear me, you were already bought with a price.
Amen.
That's good.
The price was already paid.
Mm-hmm. So good.
As you wait, things happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the King is coming for you. He is coming back.
I'm so excited about that.
Yeah. In summarizing what you just said, it's all been done and it happened a long time ago, right? Mm-hmm. You know, life is always lifing and God is always Godding.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to throw that in there.
I love that. Mm-hmm. It's true. God is always doing what God is always doing.
Yeah.
And life is happening all around us. And so there's things that may seem to get us thrown off track. And you know what? He's coming. So if you need, I've got enough oil to get to however long it takes him to get here.
Yeah.
But we all need to keep going to the store, if you will. keep full, keep your oil full, because you can't, that's something you cannot share.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard enough, just, you can't share your oil.
No.
You can give directions to where your sister can go and get some oil,
mm-hmm.
but we don't want to run out of oil like the foolish virgins did right. in the Bible.
Yeah. So we need to stay fueled up. With the Lord.
Yeah.
We need to keep our eyes on the prize.
And this thing is a personal
on the race. You know, I love the way that Paul describes it. You know, look for the goal. Look for the finish line.
Yeah.
And that finish line is in our sights, people, whether you want to believe it or not. It is here.
Yeah.
And we are held accountable for what we do now. I mean, we've always been held accountable.
Yeah.
But if we say nothing, nothing will get done.
Right. Yeah. And I want to just say this, because a friend of ours, her name's Jatoy, and she's going to be coming on up on a podcast soon.
She's amazing.
But she said this, and I'll never forget it because it was so beautiful. She said, "I can't live on borrowed oil."
No. Oh,
so good.
That was Jatoy, so good.
One. Go wise, Jatoy.
I'm going to bring that back up.
And so borrowed oil, we can't live on borrowed oil. That oil means I have an intimate relationship with my Father in heaven, and I get to run to his throne and know that I am his.
Yeah.
And my identity can't be found in anything or anybody else. My identity is the fullness of Christ in me, the hope of glory.
Yeah.
And that's what we're hoping to share. But I want to get back to this incredible revelation. But I'm so excited.
So Teresa, we're going to let you
know about your heart. And just, I just thought this was a powerful message. And when I knew that she said yes to coming back on the podcast, the one thing that came to my mind, Kim, was all the little foxes.
All the little foxes.
The little foxes.
And so I was really excited about you talking and sharing your heart there. And I know you didn't get all the time you wanted to at the conference. And
that's
we love that you're here and you're willing to share with us again. So
the scripture that I read was from 2 Solomon. I'm sorry, Solomon, 2 Solomon. There's no such thing. The Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 10 through 15. But what I didn't share before was this was a scripture that a sister who I hadn't spoken to in quite some time called me rather out of the blue, right? It's a God wink.
Yes.
And she prophesied over me with this scripture.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
And it was just beautiful. I had just been saying to her as she called, I was in the snot, bubbles, and tears moment with the Lord. I really was. I had just, and she had just called me, right? Because God put me on her heart. But I was crying that morning and crying out to God, because I felt like there's so much, you know, the world is the world, right? The world is always worlding. The God is out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like Jesus was hiding in plain sight. I didn't feel like he was hidden from me.
Right.
But I felt like you are Lord. You are absolutely everywhere. And you're getting missed over and over. And it's not like he was truly hiding, but he was being hidden.
Yeah.
I felt like he was being hidden. The truth was just being hidden. There's so many things that we could run to like fake
to
Jesus.
To fill us.
Right?
Yeah. Fill a vessel that can never be filled, because only he can fill it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And there's, so we've got lots of opportunities to have fallacies.
Yeah.
And I was weeping over that, and she called me, and so I'll get to that place when I read this.
Yes.
I'll get to it now. There's a place where it says, "You hid me in the split open rock," and she says to me, "Teresa, Jesus isn't hiding from you. He's not hidden from you. He's the one who hid you."
Yes.
And
yes.
So that he could pass over.
Where
you were, he sees you. And that's what I want to bring to you today. He sees you. He's hidden you in this split open of the rock.
Yeah.
And he's passing not by you, but we just can't contain all the glory.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's hidden us so we can take what we can take, and he will give it to our fill.
I love it. So good. So
and
good.
We'll talk about the foxes too, but let me read to you the scriptures. It's The Shepherd King is the title for verses 10 through.
And what the Shepherd version King. Are you reading now?
I am actually going to read out of the Passion Translation.
Okay.
"The one I love calls to me, 'Arise, my dearest, hurry, my darling, come away with me. I have come, as you have asked, to draw you to my heart and lead you out. For now is the time, my beautiful one. The season has changed. The bondage of your barren winter has ended, and the season of hiding is over and gone. The rains have soaked the earth and left it bright with blossoming flowers. The season for singing and pruning the vines has arrived. I hear the cooing of doves in our land, filling the air with songs to awaken you and to guide you forth. Can you not discern this new day of destiny breaking forth all around you? The early signs of my purposes and plans are bursting forth. The budding vines are of new life are now blooming everywhere. The fragrance of their flowers whispers, there's change in the air. Mm-hmm. Arise, my love, my beautiful companion, and run with me to the higher place. For now is the time to arise and come away with me. For you are my dove, hidden in the split open rock.
Oh, so good.
It was I who took you and hid you up high in the secret stairway of the sky. Let me see your radiant face and hear your sweet voice. How beautiful your eyes of worship and lovely your voice in prayer. Mm. You must catch the troubling foxes, those sly little foxes that hinder our relationship, for they raid our budding vineyard of love to ruin what I have planted within you. Mm. Will you catch them and remove them for me? We will do it together.
Amen.
Amen.
That's so good.
It's so beautiful.
We will do it together.
Mine says he, oh my dove, in the clefts of the rock, in the crannies of the cliffs.
Oh,
he
yeah.
was there. Isn't that beautiful? That
yes.
in
so,
the
okay.
crannies.
All right.
Of the
so hold on. Let's hold on to that for just a second. In the crannies of the cliff. So where my mind goes to are those moments in our past. Mm. That are like hidden behind what everybody else can see.
Mm-hmm.
See.
That's good. Jennifer.
And so in the crannies of the crevices, he said he was there. And those hidden places, those places that you're not going to tell anybody.
Yes.
He's there.
The secret places.
He's there. He's with you in that. That is so good. It's so beautiful. So beautiful.
He sees us and loves us.
Yeah.
I was reading your prayer for about David today. It was David's prayer after Nathan told him that he wouldn't be building a temple, but God would be building his kingdom. And he went to the Lord and he prayed and he thanked him, but he says, Lord, you know me and you chose me just the same.
Amen.
Those
Can
crevices.
You repeat that?
The Lord, he says to the Lord, you know me
you
and
know
you chose me. Just the same.
And he said you would not be building the temple.
Yeah, the Lord let him know you will
but
not.
But I will be building your kingdom.
Yeah.
Mm,
and it
that's
is
good.
Established forever and mm-hmm. ever. When God makes a covenant with us, it's eternal.
It's eternal.
Yeah. It's not as sometimes if only if you just do well. Mm-hmm. It is, you know, it is for us to revel in the redemption that he has given to us and not return to our sin nature,
yeah.
to come out of that and to keep going and to keep going, right? There has to be redemption for the salvation. That's that real, true divine exchange. My
yes.
sin.
Your is, beauty.
Yes.
So just to elaborate goodness. On the crannies of it, you know, it goes further. Mm-hmm. And just hearing you talk about the Lord and everything, this is his voice to you.
Yes.
It says, let me see your face. How many times do we hide our face in the rock, in our hands, so
yeah.
to speak? You know, how
mm-hmm.
do we hide ourselves from him, or we try?
We hide those spaces that
we hide those spaces.
Yeah.
And it says, let me hear your voice. Now, why do you think he would say that? Because he wants to hear our side of it.
Yeah.
He wants us to...
To talk about
to
it.
To talk about it, to speak about it, and so that way that he can calmly and, you know, and in the right way, point us in the direction we may need to go.
Yeah.
Or in the direction we need to go. Not may need to go, but do need to go. He says, for your voice is sweet. And even then, even in all our mess, he says, your voice is sweet.
Yeah.
Yes.
To me, I need to hear your voice. I want to
and
see
your
face.
Face is lovely.
And your face is lovely. And so how many times do we feel so ucky in our mess?
Yeah.
That, you know, we don't want anybody to know about our mess.
Yeah.
And, you know, it could be anything. It doesn't have to be major.
No.
A mess is a mess to the Lord.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, no sin is any better than this
they're
sin.
All
but
he's
all the
still,
same.
But he still wants to see it.
He still wants us to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Amen. And you know, it's in the talking to him about it that we find the answers.
Yeah.
And he'll lead different people to us.
Because sometimes, you know, I know for me, and maybe you ladies can talk about this a little bit, but for me, it takes me talking about things out loud for me to even gain understanding of what it is I'm emotionally processing.
Yeah, that can be a real thing.
I want to share with you both, you know, we just went and seen The Unsung Hero, which is coming out in theaters
April 27th.
April 26th.
Get your tickets. 26th, sorry.
And we got these things. It's like, please and thank you for the thing, you know. And I found that so perfect.
Yes.
That's how the Lord wants us to talk to him. Just writing these little notes on there, and their kids were putting them up on there.
Exactly.
And, you know, watching. But I was praying to the Lord. I didn't write this down, but I had some issues that were going on that I needed resolved.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really think he was going to answer me. I was just talking to him about it.
Yeah.
I was like, this is what concerns me. This is what bothers me.
Yeah, right.
And let me tell you, the Lord answered both of the prayers that I had, and I was exactly wrong on each one.
Wow.
I was totally wrong. Wow. I had to ask for forgiveness.
Is that a fox?
You know, because I had to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
And I was like, Lord, I'm sorry. Yeah. I went all wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and he said, but you brought it to me.
Yeah.
You brought
it
to me.
And what does it says? It says here that he's going to help us catch the little foxes.
Yes.
He will help us. But it says, will you do it?
Will you do
it?
We have it. So right there, we can see that there's a partnership.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it together. He doesn't leave us.
Yeah.
But there is an expectation that we do our part.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's an expectation on us that he does his part because he is faithful to us.
Yeah.
He is faithful.
Yeah.
We do our part.
I found it. I was just so excited that I couldn't contain myself.
Yeah.
And I was just like running around my house like, yeah. You know, it's like the Lord just did this.
Yeah, and we're thinking that it's going to look different. Our expectations that it's going to look different.
I thought I had it all right.
Yeah.
I did.
Well, don't we always?
And, you know, I was telling the Lord, this is how it is.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just tell Jesus, this is how it actually goes.
This is how it happened. And he's like, no. And he just was so gracious to me in that moment. I could feel the anointing.
Amen.
I could feel him around me. I didn't know I was doing this.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know, but actually, it was like a warm hug.
Aww.
And, you know,
I love those warm hugs.
And it was just like, it's okay, Kim, if you don't always get it right.
Yeah.
You know, you don't always have to have it all right.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I am so sorry.
I know.
He's like, no.
Wow.
But isn't that a heart after him?
It's a heart after him. And what I was getting reached about the talking to Jesus and how he's saying, you know, your voice is lovely and worse, your face is beautiful. When my daughter calls me, she is a person I'm going to answer the phone for no matter where I am or what I'm doing. I stop and that's it. I will always hit that button. If she is video chatting me in the middle of a face mask that I'm doing for myself, my hair sticking up in 20,000 different places, I will hit the button.
Yeah.
Because you know what? She loves me.
Yeah.
Mom's face is always lovely to her. And she might even giggle with me because we both might know, okay, you look a little ridiculous right now. But I answered the phone. And when Jesus sees, he's saying this,
mm-hmm.
you are lovely to me. I just want to see you talk to me.
Oh,
I want to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter when you call me. I will always answer.
Mm.
You always look like I want to see you.
Yes.
You always sound like I want to hear you.
Right.
Always. There's no time.
Nothing that, hidden from him.
Nothing
that he
is
can't,
hidden.
That he can't. Take care of. So
I threw out three foxes.
Bit.
I threw out three at the conference.
Yes.
Okay. And the three that I threw out, two go together. One was negative thoughts and the other is bad memories.
Mm.
And the last fox I threw out there was life, because it happens to us all.
It happens.
Right. So the bad thoughts and memories seem to be the one that, you know, they go together. It's a fox in that, here's the thing. When we get a negative thought or a bad memory, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Bible tells us to bring all these things captive, and I used to wonder at least, how do you do that?
Yeah.
For me, if I don't take care of it immediately, it's not getting done or it won't get done right. I will procrastinate and it will fester and it will come out. I'll either start eating like I shouldn't be eating or I'll be doing things to just distract myself, but it'll come out immediately. For me, I'm like, Jesus, I just tell I'm the devil. Okay, y'all, I just tell. And it's, for me, it sounds like, listen.
I tell him myself, too.
Your enemy and mine, because it's the same enemy. I said, Jesus, your enemy and mine just told me I was an idiot for thinking this thing over here. It happened to me just recently.
Yeah,
I was praying for my own child. What? And the enemy said, as I'm praying, well, that's just frivolous. The Lord's not going to answer that prayer. And I'm like, did you hear that? I don't know. Because that came over my mind. And you know what, Father God? It may be that there are lots of things in this world that are so much more important, but I know you love the sound of my voice talking to you.
Amen.
And the fact that we're together. Voice. Yes. So you say, what? You, just take the enemy to task, right? Immediately. This is what I'm hearing. This is the bad thought, bad memories, right?
That is an actual example of how to hold that thought captive. God, I'm going to give you that thought. That That's belongs it.
Okay,
to you.
So I want to stop. I want to stop, and I want you to reiterate.
Yes.
What you just said about taking your thought captive. So do that again.
Immediately, when you have a negative thought, tell it to God. Don't sit there only.
Don't tell it to your friend.
Don't go to the phone before you go to the throne. And in fact, if you've gone to the throne, there's no reason to go to the phone. Stop chattering about things that just don't matter. If they really don't matter. A lot of things we think just don't matter. Some serious things like the prodigal, gonna matter.
Yes.
You're gonna maybe need some help with that or a tribe for that. But this thing, like the enemy told me, it was, I don't need to rehash that. I already brought it to my Lord and said, this is what your enemy and mine, same enemy, has said, and I know it's a lie. I was able to move on like immediately and get right back into that
and
prayer
so
for
can
my
you.
Child.
So you can too. So go to the throne before the phone.
Yes.
And I like that. That's a good thing. Y'all can understand that. I understand that.
Yes, absolutely. That was
And, you
good.
Know, how many times have we picked our phone up and called our best friend and said, hey, this is what's happening in my life, you know? And we feed off each other.
We do.
Because as friends, we want to see
Kim and I have done it. We are totally 100% guilty. Yeah. And then we look at each other and say, okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. We do.
And, you know, at some point in time,
we will eventually bring it to the Lord.
And I do believe in concise statements, as you guys, know that. So the concise statements, if you're calling each other to talk about this, say, this is the problem, let's pray about it and get rid of it.
Yeah.
And that is how we operate now.
Yeah.
We didn't used to.
Yeah, right.
Get in and get out.
Not to get a bad feeling for us, because we didn't talk bad about people.
No, we
didn't. It was just things that we were going through, you know, our frustrations.
Yeah. And we need friends. We need life tribes. We need people that we can trust and talk to.
Yeah, we
most
definitely.
You got to have that discernment to know when it's done. You've said it. You've gotten it out there. You've prayed. Now it's over.
You feel it.
Yeah, you can feel it.
If you're talking, over talking the problem,
you know,
it gets very heavy, very fast.
Very quickly,
and it's as if the Lord's going, time out. I hear you.
Yeah.
Let's go. Move on together. That's that hindrance,
that's
right?
So
you're getting rid of the fox.
That's the fox.
When the fox comes, you don't entertain it.
So actually, you still have that fox in the box, so to speak.
Fox in the box.
If you're thinking about it later on that evening.
You
that's
are.
Because you have not released it
to you need to take that to the curb. Take the fox out. It doesn't belong in the field.
You're going to probably watching me take an imaginary box out to the curb and saying, get out of my house, fox.
No,
I do things like that, just so you know.
She does. I'm a witness.
I do.
But,
you could even keep a box by your bedside if you needed to.
Absolutely.
In your room.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, put the fox in there.
Just as a little reminder.
Close it.
Say you're done.
You're done
with these little foxes.
Yep.
But that's great that you correlated those little foxes with those negative thoughts. Because this is
so
a scripture, you know.
Right.
That we can look at and maybe oversee, you know, overlook it and not really understand what it's actually saying.
And I love it that we're in the Song of Solomon, because Song of Solomon is always, people don't understand that. It's a love letter.
Love letter.
It's a love letter, but there's so many nuggets and jewels
beautiful.
In there.
So beautiful.
And see, you explaining that to me, you know, I never really looked at it that way.
Never looked at it.
I never did, to be honest. I never did.
Yeah. We're struggling with little foxes all the time, but when we partner with God, we have that heart to run to him. He's saying, I want to see your lovely face. I want to see your sweet voice. And we have that heart. He says, I'm going to help you catch him.
Yes.
You know, you just bring him to me
crannies.
And I'm going to help you catch
even
him.
Even in
all
those
the little
crannies in the creases.
So what was the second box that you had mentioned?
Memories. I just wanted to say, just to finish that, because it ran through my head last, was the enemy doesn't know another language. It's only lies. Okay, only lies. So whatever you guys are trying to accomplish, whatever you're trying to do even now, the enemy's going to lie and lie and lie and lie and lie to you about it and make you feel like you can't do it. It will never happen and you can't accomplish it, or that person's never going to get saved. He just lies.
Yeah.
Take the thoughts immediately to your Father, immediately, and just keep going. Don't quit.
I love that. I love that. That's a good stopping point. We're going to continue. We're going to carry on into our second.
We're going to have a part two with Miss Teresa Johnson.
So,
the second of three foxes.
Yay. Mm-hmm. The second of three foxes. So this might be a three-sowed.
Okay. Yeah.
A three-sowed.
So with all of that, we want to say we hope that you have taken to heart, get rid of your foxes.
Take it to
the Lord. Take it to the throne before the phone, which I love. I love that saying.
I love that.
And
think about what Kim said, the example that she left for us, that, mm-hmm. you know, she had written this stuff out on a prayer board and she thought she was right and God answered her prayers, but he revealed to her what was wrong in her thinking. Those are foxes too.
And I had a wrong way of thinking about how this was all going to play out.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was, I was so far from it. I can't even tell you. I was way out in, I was in another state.
Yeah.
If you want to put distance, I was in another state. That's how far off I was.
And Teresa, so your final thought on this.
Final thought is this, to your point, when the Lord needs to correct us,
mm-hmm.
he is so good and so gentle and so real. And it feels like what you said, you felt a warm hug. The enemy will never make you feel comforted. He will keep you anxious.
And you know, the thing is that once I took it to the Lord and I accepted what he had to say and told me what the right outcome was.
Yes.
That's when the warm hug came.
Yes.
And I forgot all about it.
The peace.
I forgot about it.
I love it.
And it was beautiful.
Overall.
So with that, we're going to end it. And we just want you to know one thing.
You will always have a friend with two girls and a Bible. God bless you. Oh.